Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes to climax. What do you do with all that in-between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? Ooh, do I sound all right? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. We are coming to you from Gas Digital Studios today. We are down one skank because his because he's dealing with new dad stuff. But of course, we have...
Allegedly.
Yeah, we don't actually... Nobody's seen this baby.
No one's seen it.
We've always found today we don't even know a name.
Yeah.
No one knows a name yet. I'm Big J. Okerson, of course. The defending and reigning Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake Lewis, Jay Gomez.
Hey, I just hung out with that guy who's 0-1 in Ellis Mania.
Who?
Fucking.
Oh, Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah.
He still thinks about it probably
He's
every day.
He's reeling emotionally.
You think so?
Is that who you fought the first? Is that who we...
Yeah. It's like he's in a circular... Like,
I think back to how terrible I was at fighting.
Your jab is awful. It's like, so good now.
What I would do to Ryan O'Neal today, I mean, it's wild. It is wild what I would do to Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah. Show me
I
on
mean,
Jack.
You did only win because they just randomly took masks off while you were on top. It was,
the
it was crazy.
No, do you think that was the difference?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think?
And as soon as it like they like, go back now. You're on top. Punch him.
Yeah. What about the other two rounds where I just beat him standing up at his own game?
1 out of 2 rounds.
I love how he had no say in that also. It was just like, you would just like take it off, and then he was just like, wait. No,
totally
I'm not in
totally
a position
the
position to make this decision.
Broke. And this is a guy who thinks you're going to handily beat Jason Ellis, but I'd say that totally changes the course of the fight.
It doesn't help him. I'll tell you this much. It doesn't help him.
We jumped right in, but let me introduce our guest. Fresh off of a plane with me, it is the hilarious Justin Silver and Ari Shaffir joining.
Yay. That's right.
Yeah.
We were 387ths of a 787.
It's three kikes in Miami. Just
three to sevens, do you think so?
I don't know how many seats on it. I don't know.
Well, I was just saying in terms of weight.
Oh.
It probably evens out because Justin is a half man. So
how much do you weigh, Justin?
170.
That's what I weigh.
Do you?
Yeah, half a pound less than whatever you just said.
Just a little bit more in shape.
How was Miami?
It was fun.
It's a weird place.
Great.
Weird place.
Weird.
You guys all gave different answers, by the way.
No, it's Justin's town.
Yeah, Justin belongs there. Justin does, by the way, is he doesn't do any of the things because he hangs with us while we tell him, like, go do those things. But he says he doesn't want to do those things.
I don't want to do those
things. And then
when
he doesn't do them, he goes, you guys don't want to do what I want to do.
What are those things?
I didn't. That's not how I
said it. What are
those
things?
He
wants to go to
dance with his shirt off. He wants to go to strip clubs.
Not off. He said not off. He said unbuttoned ridiculously low.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
But it just happens.
When we went home the one night, you talked about it the entire drive home.
I was drunk.
But what did you want to do? What was the thing that you wanted to do?
I don't want to. Miami's such a fucking party douchebag town. Yeah. Right, that if you're gonna go out after,
if he's talking to his brothers, I was like, Miami's such a party, awesome town.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't let my
douchebags, guys. There's gonna be douchebags.
I didn't let my brothers. Like, we had a whole fucking thing.
Did someone say douchebag?
One of Justin's brothers' friends came.
We had a whole
and
fucking thing, dude.
One of Justin's brothers' friends came.
They
though,
stink.
And one of them came out and hated Ari. And
hated me.
She liked me.
No.
I just want to get the Justin version, like, cut the scene to every single time when he says, they stink. It's like, you guys rule.
Oh.
No, that was my brother's, employee's friend. I had no idea who that person was.
You're the
was.
Greatest guy ever.
They want to bring you a bunch of dumb young chicks. You guys are bringing a bunch of dumb young chicks. This girl walked out. She was.
What'd she say?
She was saying nice things about me. No, like, over. She was like, "You were really funny." She was. I had to walk out on that last asshole though. And you know, it's just like she caught an Ari joke and not one of my jokes that hit her. And she was like,
"The school
that
shooting."
Guy." She goes. He's in there saying like, 12-year-old should be killed and more than a 40, whatever. I don't want to give his joke thing, but like, it was like whatever it was. Right. She was making a thing. I go. I was like, yeah. I mean, he's kidding. He's joking. He goes. Who thinks that's funny? I'm like, the people in there that were laughing at it, probably. She's like, no. And then just the girl walked up saying she liked me. She was hot, too. She said she liked me, and as she's walking away, I was talking to Michelle. Our friend Michelle was out there.
Wait, it was the blonde chick?
Yeah.
That's the one.
And she goes,
her friends were pulling her away,
she's going like, it's just, who thinks that's funny? Killing 12-year-olds! It's like, drag her into a club.
What's the gist of the joke? Can I be the judge?
What?
You don't tell me the joke, but what's the gist of the joke?
Okay, so I say, hey, everybody. Listen, there's been a lot of jokes up to now. First of all, I want you to make sure to tip your waitstaff, because they're working really hard. Okay. So now you understand that I'm in a mode of seriousness.
Okay.
Now, when you see these 12-year-olds around, I want you to kill them.
Okay.
So just like that. And then he hands out.
I want you to kill. And one guy.
This is not a joke.
This is usually people will laugh.
He says,
point.
Parkland
will laugh. Like,
said,
stop.
Parkland was
funny.
A hoax. Parkland was a hoax.
Parkland was a hoax. And a warning cry to all others who would take up the mantle. Find a 12-year-old.
Kill
and
them.
Murder him.
Okay.
And make others invested in the murder of 12-year-olds.
And that.
Yeah. That's the joke. And
they're all,
you know,
shitty.
And she's pissed.
But yeah, she was. She was bound.
Maybe she's a 12-year-old,
but it just is. It's just not. It's not a comedy city.
It's not a. Yeah, it's a take yourself too seriously city.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, I've never done well ever in Miami with numbers, like with people showing up.
Yeah, the crowds were good. The crowds were really good.
Last night they were really good. Saturday
were good. They were all good crowds. It was just a matter of like, it just weren't like
bleachers were full.
Yeah, bleachers were full.
Yeah, killed it out there.
That's all you need. You know,
Miami. Field.
I'm excited because I'm going to England. I'm leaving from here to go pack. To go
what are you doing? You're going to try to fuck Bisbee's mom?
Yes.
Oh my God, dude. That is a power play for your podcast. Damn.
He's not even going. I'm just showing up.
Watch out, Mrs. Bisbee. They don't have Puerto Ricans there. It's going to stretch you out.
Yeah, look out, Mama B. Someone's coming with some circumcised sausage.
You're circumcised?
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice, dude.
Of course, doggy. You think I'm not circumcised? The whole thing.
Yeah.
But I've never been. You've been to England multiple times, right?
Multiple times.
Yeah.
It's great. You're going to London?
I'm going to London, Manchester, Birmingham.
Oh, that's dope.
Before we jump
England's
to
shit.
Before we jump to the England stuff, we should tell you about our first night of shows.
These fucking ugh.
We were accosted by two fat women.
Three kind of. No, the other chick was not. She was anti them.
She was with them. It was her friend, but they came out and like, we didn't know them at all. It was just two fat girls that were very too confidently dancing provocatively and whatever. Uh-huh. No one's bothering them at all. And we're sitting at a table. And then, so me and Justin.
But they come, if you have prefaces.
Is that the comedy club?
This is right outside. There's like a bar attached to it. But they
the
come
worst
up
bar in the world, Copper yes. Blues. It's sucked. Horrible.
But they come up specifically. They'd be like, hey, loud we're music. In the show. Can we just annoy you? They came to like sit with us. So it's not like they were doing their own
sure,
thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They came up. They came up. Go ahead. Continue, Jay. Action.
And I don't know what was going on. And me and Justin were talking. My cousin, Angel.
The one that you fucked?
No. Oh. No. This is my cousin Angel. My Asian cousin and her fiance came. And it's weird, right? Share coffee?
Sharing coffee. Just get it.
My Asian cousin came with her fiance.
Shut
and
up.
It was me, her, him, and Justin sitting at a table, basically. And I think Sarah, one of the fans.
Yeah.
And like they were sitting at a table, not bothering them at all. And the girl came over and she's like, hey, like, what's your name? And she was like, and her reaction was like, why? Like that
so
kind of thing.
So aggressive.
And just like really nasty. And every question, I'm like, where are you from? Are you from here? She's like, I'm from Wisconsin. I moved here. And like, like, why
what's
are you being?
Your problem?
Can't you smell the cheese on me? Why would you think different?
And I, we it were was, like, I go, and then I, that's
I'm
where
260 pounds and I smell of cheese. Where do you,
you
think
gotta
I'm
up
from?
That number, homeboy?
Dude, she had one of these, dude.
Oh, we don't have the drawings, dude.
I know, but she had one of these. Like, so there's a profile, right?
We were trying to figure this out.
This is her boobs.
Okay.
She had one of those.
Not bad boobs.
She had one of those beach balls.
Maybe no, she was pregnant.
It looked like her boobs were passed out on her stomach.
Maybe maybe she was hungry, like one of those African kids with distended bellies.
And that's why she was cranky.
Yeah,
hunger dude, level.
But she was that. She was like,
bloody. So I didn't see any of this.
And she had a half top on that went from there.
And dude, started, you were being there. Very forgiving with that picture, homie.
No, but what I'm just saying was, it was all
wait
distended.
A minute. Does she have the body and also wearing the outfit of one Yokozuna?
She's also dressed like Yokozuna.
Party. We were being so nice.
This is a sandwich in her hand.
No,
Jay,
she
you
was
can
not
draw.
Carrying Jay. She was not carrying a Subway sandwich.
She was not carrying a sandwich.
That's okay. All right.
That's now I can't even take any of it seriously.
That's Jay's artistic liberty.
Okay. No.
So she had that belt, and I go. And very quickly, I go, when she's the attitude's going, I'm like, why are you coming? Like, we're already enemies or something. I go, you walked over to our table. We were just saying, hi, what's your name? And she was like, because this fucking table, I know, like, you guys are just judgmental and pretentious.
Wait, you're missing a huge chunk of this in the middle. When she's just like, she just starts going on and on about how I said hello to her.
You're talking
like,
about the other girl. That's the other girl.
Oh. It was both of them with the small dick and my clit's big, and then she shows her armpit tattoo that says,
yeah, I don't know what was happening.
Feminist.
Justin was dancing and this girl just started I didn't know they were upset. And they have no reason to be. Everyone's first engagement with them
is like,
them
I know what you
furious.
Did. If you drew a picture of me, I bet you drew me with a sandwich in my hand.
That's
a fucking Lewis, pretentious piece of
that
shit.
That comes from
she
after
comes
the interaction.
Up, I just go, hi. She goes, you know what? We fucking are. You have a little dick and my clit's so big and this fucking feminism, this and she shows me like a tattoo with like the word feminist in her armpit. She was so aggressive for no reason.
Oh, she's also drinking a soft drink.
She's also drinking a soda.
Oh, yeah. She has a soft drink.
Actually, you know what that is?
That's
a soft drink.
Cup?
It's M&M's inside a soda cup.
Not only it's not only a refillable cup, it's like one of those ones you buy as a souvenir. It's like a big plastic one.
Big
J. Ari and Justin Silver's comedy special
and
right
dude,
on the side.
The other one was dressed and built like this.
Let me
see. So you can
hold
see
on.
Who they are.
Yeah, let's see. The other one, she has the head of a bull. Oh, no, that's her tits.
I mean, we did a few of these pictures already, so at this point, we were doing it on menus.
Yeah, and the other one.
That's where a portrait of these women should be drawn.
Buddy.
The other
she
one was
a surprisingly good artist.
Like, the other one was the big mama like that. So
oh,
this one.
Big mama.
So but that's not drawn to scale. Those two aren't.
It's not drawn to scale.
Show camera.
Yeah, show to the camera.
So big mama on the right starts barking at Justin out of nowhere. Just because he's a guy that'll never fuck her, for sure. That's definitely what it is.
This is Jay, this is good work, dude.
Big mama. Thank can we you. See their faces, Jay? Listen, I can't visualize their faces. This is the problem.
Let me try.
Can you really get
he's
in
he's not
there?
Gonna be good at faces.
I'm not even being an asshole here.
Yeah.
But fat chicks with like confidence and attitudes, it's almost it's hilarious.
But here's what it was.
No,
it wasn't
that kind of attitude.
It's just very funny to me when you just see like just big fucking gross bitches who are just not being nice to everybody they meet. I'm talking about like just kissing the ground.
No one's happy you walked up.
Lewis.
Yeah. Universally, no one's like, oh, where's this going with the stranger?
Yeah, it was such the opposite of confidence, which unravels in the course of this story, which is why we're telling you.
Maybe confidence isn't the right word.
It's definitely not. It was
just
it was aggression because it was insecurity.
Meanness.
Ugly women. Yeah. Do not have the right to be mean. And that is a statement that should be written on every fucking girl's forehead when
it should
she's
be
born.
Legally not allowed.
Legally.
To be mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugly women should...
Ugly poor women. Maybe if you're a CEO, maybe you can be mean.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have to achieve a certain amount of greatness in order to be mean in general. I shouldn't just say for women or men. I'm just saying it doesn't matter as
you
much
you would say
for
Lisa
a man.
Leslie could be mean.
Let me see this.
I think I did.
Yeah, he's not great at faces.
It actually looks like Jay and Dave.
He's not the best at faces.
Come back over here.
Can you put it on the table?
I don't want to be
told. Shut up, Alex.
Wow, Alex.
Where am I putting this?
You know where to put it.
Okay. Oh, man. I hate Art.
Okay.
He's the worst.
I want to fucking keep this.
Just ruined.
Fucking Jewish piece of shit. Here, actually, you know what?
It was your fault with this table talk.
A little more accurate now, anyway. Here we go.
So, Big Mama on the right.
You're at the point where she's like,
Don't let Ari do it again.
Ari, don't touch anything. Don't fucking touch a thing, Ari.
Turn it then right.
Just let me.
You're so wrong if you want me not to do it.
Jesus fucking Christ, Justin.
You see the camera?
Don't touch it,
Justin.
You,
you fucking asshole.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Here.
So that big lady on the right.
Get the nostrils.
She started yelling. Not yelling. She started barking at Justin.
Strong hands.
She's like,
barking at Justin about how bigger. She's a feminist and her dick is bigger, her clit's way bigger than his dick. And it's just like this. Aggressively getting angry at him, he's doing nothing.
Nothing.
Then she turns back around and keeps telling Ari about why they hate us. And
so I'm having a nice conversation with the other one.
Yeah.
She's like, how do you like Miami? It's cool. Interesting city, huh? Coming from a small town. Wow, must be weird.
Well, the Big Mama was never over in our way, in our direction. She was always over by you.
She was observing you for a while.
Okay.
Then she comes up and she says, can I just tell you something? Those fucking assholes think they're better than everybody because they're famous. I'm like, which ones? Like, especially the white one?
Yeah, which he was vague.
Which one's the white one?
That was my question.
Well, here's the best part.
Wait, this is
the best part. When he goes, which one, though?
Which one? And she fully points, but she's like, they think they're famous. They think they're better than us because they're famous.
We're being just nice.
She points to Jay's cousin's husband.
Who's
white.
Just corny.
She's not on that end, but.
Nice guy.
He's just a guy. He's just a tucked-in shirt, button-down shirt guy.
And I was like, wait, he thinks he's better than you because he's famous? She goes, yeah, and he's not. And I'm like, okay, but like, why does he think he's better than you? He's like, I don't know, but he's not better than me. We all wipe our ass the same way. And then I said, it's actually not true. Some people, it's front to back or back to front.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I use a fucking wet wipe. And I'm like, well, so then there's many different ways people wear that.
Nothing hotter than an already atrocious woman telling you about her shit habits.
I use a bidet and then a little wet wipe to dab the end.
Yeah. Couldn't be a worse example of how we all should be the same.
I mean, I think I have a very unique way of wiping my ass.
Wait.
The beach ball mm-hmm. girl.
I roll up wads of toilet paper and just shove it up there.
Yeah, you
until
just plug
it fills
the hole.
With blood and comes out on its own.
And then you place it delicately on his shoulder.
Just like everybody. I let toilet paper dissolve into my
dissolve
body.
Dissolve from blood intake in my body.
Yeah. I jump immediately from the toilet into a barrel of water.
like everybody. We all just. How do you guys wipe?
Cartoon with my ass on fire.
Oh. How do you guys wipe? Distilled water?
So the beach ball girl on the right is then who comes over to us and just starts telling us we're all pretentious. And we're like, we're just asking you where you're from. And I was like, she goes, I'm from Wisconsin. She goes, but I lived all over the world. I go, really?
Oh, great. Wait, the same way
like in that old 80s Yo Mama So Fat joke where you really live around the house?
The Hong Kongians made her
around the world.
So she goes,
the Hong Kongians made her nuts.
Yeah, well, she goes, I go, what's the most exotic place you've ever lived? This is why she answers too. She goes, Bangkok.
Oh, right. Bangkokians, right.
And then she punched you in the balls and ran.
She was just ready to fight on everything.
This is her at 10 now.
I go, Bangkok? I go, oh, really? I go, was it cool? She goes, yeah, it was great.
Just good people.
She goes, because there's good people. Good people find good people. So it was fantastic.
You're playing it down,
and I'm
by
like,
the way.
I don't know why you're so pissed off. It just didn't make any sense.
She was so angry.
So then I go, like, then,
she was
then,
so
then
angry.
Jay points it out.
It was just drunk anger. It's Jeffers' drunk girl. That's who she was.
It was more than
that. Sorry, continue. What happened?
So then the girl just kept going. And they ended up just like ultimately leaving kind of like pissy. But like, it was just the aggressive. Like
you're missing the main point, Jay.
Go ahead. What is it?
You go, why are you being so aggressive? She's like, and then she started getting defensive.
Oh, no, that
like,
was the thing.
You go, we're all being nice to you.
She goes,
you're just, and then she started breaking
well,
down.
She goes,
she's like, I'm just a bad person.
Yeah, that's true. She goes, well, first she goes, because we're all pieces of shit around. She goes, you're being judgmental and pretentious. I go, don't even know you. I go, you've came over here and said we're all pieces of shit. I go, isn't that judgmental and pretentious? And she was just like, and I go, so what's the problem? She goes, I guess I'm just a twat burger. What she said is just like,
she just starts unraveling, Lewis.
I guess I'm just a twat burger. I don't know. Like, this and that. I moved here
from my friend. She called herself a twat burger?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry. What's your name? Where are you from? And then I go,
does she want to write for my roast?
And then very joke, but like in a nice, not hazing her way, I go, who hurt you? I'm going to beat him up. And that's where's the fucking, and then she like almost like,
yeah, she got,
that's
a
when
lot
she
of
really she got,
she's
and
like, you're the size of my clit. I don't need you. Uh-huh.
And then I had we just sat there and we watched them slowly, like one at a time, sort of leave until like the third one that Ari was talking to came back and was like, sorry.
She was really nice.
She was like, sorry. I just kind of met them recently.
My friends are real twat burgers.
Yeah. She's like,
well, here's what it was.
She said, she dragged me to the show. She goes, but you have to be not be offended, right? And they're both like, no, we don't get offended.
No, Beach Ball was cool. Is her friend from back in Wisconsin. They moved there together. Fucking Bertha, the nurse over here.
I was just going to ask, what are we naming the other one?
The big German nurse. She left before anybody, just like on her own, and it was just
pretty much.
You know what? I'm telling you what it is. She's the level of unattractive to even the most limitless black fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody chased him.
That she's just like, she can live in that anger and exactly and tell people, I wipe my ass with wipes when I take a fat shit.
You know,
it doesn't matter. No one's going to try to fuck her anyway.
I'm a little ADD here, though, but imagine Limitless with the black guy instead, though. He just like pays his rent.
Dude, things are getting crazy.
He starts.
I've held a job for 7 months. Are you taking a magic pill?
He starts a book.
I see my kids twice this week. Are you taking a magical pill that alters your brain?
That makes your brain the best it could possibly be. Black Limitless is just fucking
Asian. Asian Limitless, they become fucking like, they just become pure electricity.
They start moving with their mind. Fuck. Oh, man.
Dude, she walks away and she's used to not being chased. There's no part of her going, are they coming after me?
Even her friends didn't go to me.
Here's something she'll never hear. Oh, come on, baby, please.
Yeah. Come on. Don't be
like, come on, baby, please.
No. We misunderstand each other.
No. We just infighting because of that other shit.
No, she was like that kind of like unattractive, just a big, blocky,
but
oof
she,
of a lady.
But her personality just would fucking.
Have you ever fucked a chick as ugly as her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So I was talking about to Colin Terrell about this. I was like, if you would see the hottest chick that I've ever fucked and the ugliest chick I've ever fucked together, like walking on the street.
It's like twins.
I mean, dude, it is fucking crazy. Like,
no, like the movie Twins,
it's
Jay.
It's fucking, you know,
it's bonkers.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's like,
my
I don't
rainbow,
even know who,
my
I don't,
rainbow, my
I don't
rainbow
know, I don't know necessarily who is the hottest chick and who is the ugliest
it's
chick.
It's interesting.
But I can think, I'm pretty close, and it would be like comical, like in a movie, like, what is this, a movie it's about just, like it, a monster who befriends a hot chick?
It'd be the same difference between from the guy who has Quato to Quato.
Like, don't get upset when you see her.
mean, don't freak out.
Don't freak out when you see her.
No!
Lewis, wait, give me the range and go into the negatives if it's on the negatives on the low end.
What do you mean? Like,
like Lewis negative
is
two, give me the number range.
It's got to be zero to fucking.
I think the ugliest chick I ever fucked was a chick that I met like selling comedy club tickets. She was just, I mean, there's just, I've said it before, she looked like Station from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. If you ever pull up Station, but not the small
pull
stations,
station.
when they combined into the
pull
big
station.
Please. She's in a, like almost identical. Like I would assume that they built Station off of what this
Guys,
girl looked like.
Station. We need you to pull up Station.
Dude, my rainbow.
Can you? It's Station. Pull up Station up.
You,
thank you.
No, you got to see when he's one big station. He's greasy.
Let me tell you, that looks like the two chicks from the other night. I'm not joking, dude. Just change the hair color.
Put a dress.
Jay,
on
come on.
Put a dress on those bitches and get him a margarita.
You got to find big Station.
Ari, we are not that far off on that.
Station.
Dude, I've thought of that before. I've fucked zeros
and
at least nines.
Hold on, good.
It's wild.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
They're,
zeros.
This is what the girl looked like. This is what she looked like. She was like 6'3".
No vagina.
Dude, she was so disgusting.
No nothing.
It's crazy how disgusting this girl was. It's wild.
Did you work together?
No, dude. I was just like, it was her and her other fat Puerto Rican friend who had a cute face. Yeah. And we got into a taxi and they both sucked my dick in a cab.
What?
And this is like, this is 2000.
Licking at the same time?
This is 2003, right? Something like that. It was like, right. It was a couple years after 9/11 because I was selling comedy club tickets. And I remember the cab driver was like, no, no, you cannot suck his dick in this cab. And this was like a Puerto Rican girl and this big, fat, ugly white chick. And they got so racist on this guy. Like, fuck you, you fucking terrorist piece of shit.
Dick, whatever I want.
That's crazy, dude.
You don't dictate when I Big Rita sucks dick.
No, and then the next day I met up with her. She went to Baruch College and I brought her to the New York Comedy Club. I had the keys to the New York Comedy
Which
Club.
Which one?
The one, there was only one. The New York Comedy Club on 23rd Street. No,
which are the two chicks? The Puerto Rican or the big
one? The big giant gross one. And I met her and I fucked her in the cold office of the New York Comedy Club. Just I bent this giant, it was like, it wasn't even like a human. It was like I bent it over and then it was just like a big pallet of skin that was there. And then I put my dick in it and I was like pumping away. It was horrendous.
I fucked up. Mm. Yeah.
You know, Baruch, you know, Baruch means blessed.
Ata.
Baruch.
Yeah, it was...
That's what I said when I saw her. I was like, bear? Ugh.
Lewis, have you ever fucked someone not
you took a shot.
Attractive?
Justin? No.
Yeah, Justin. Justin. Yeah, I do mean Justin.
Oh, I know Justin. Yeah. I know Justin got his dick sucked back in the day by an absolute beast.
When?
I won't say the name, but I'll write it down for... never mind. Ori. Ori's a piece of shit. He'll just say it.
Oh, remind me.
Actually, Ori, we'll delete it. So we'll have to edit it. Don't make them edit for no reason.
Okay.
You just want to be...
I'll be honest about
to
this.
To make fun of him.
I'll be honest about this.
But we know who it is?
Yes.
That's hilarious. No, I'm down with that. I won't say that. That's too obvious. Dude.
Oh, yeah!
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude! I totally forgot that! Come here, Bandit. I need. Wait.
Oh my God! What?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm upset.
Were they better then?
I'm upset. I need to hold a puppy.
Well, we know it's a woman.
Dude,
why are you saying it's like a
totally
trans?
Totally forgot that.
Like it could be a dude.
Don't say it though.
Ori wants to let everyone know that it could be a dude that sucked Justin's dick.
You know
they,
what?
Were they good?
Oh shit! All right, sorry, Bandit. Oh fuck. Sorry. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Now you got to edit out that bad train.
Hey man, there's the low end of my range.
No, yeah, there's
bad.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I'm a human being, dude.
She's not. That's the problem.
It's such a piece of shit.
She's abominable.
Yeah,
that's the only way to describe her is abominable.
Abominable. She's the abominable snowman.
Dude, I totally.
Give me three words to describe her. One of them would be abominable.
I bet standing, she could grab the basketball net. Yeah.
Donkey. She could shoulder press me with one arm.
Abominable.
Dude, I fucking totally forgot that.
That's the best.
Blocked it.
That's
forgot it.
The best adjective for a big woman is abominable.
Dude, I had a girl. It was in L.A. Like maybe the first time I ever went to L.A. A girl. I met her at a club. My buddy Mike was working there. He was bartending there. He was like, meet me there after your comedy stuff, and we'll go home together. So I went to this club, and just at the club, started talking to this girl, big girl, not that pretty, but like, I was like, oh, I'm in LA for the first time. This will be fun. So she goes, yeah, come back to, this is still, this is how long ago
she was
it was.
A four, but in LA, she was a two.
Yeah.
This is LA, so sure. She was even grosser. So
people did not notice her.
You're not wrong. But this is her looking at a club. So at a club, she looked like pretty enough.
The GM. Oh, right.
So she goes, come back to my. I said, I was young enough that I was like, yeah, I'll go back to your place.
Come back to my place.
Come back with our. Yeah. And I asked my buddy Mike to take my, I think, rental car back to his place. And I was like, I'm going to go with these people. And he's like, cool. And I go off with them to their place. In the car, it's her friend, who was really cute, and a guy who's their friend, who definitely likes the really cute one.
Yeah.
The two girls are talking about.
It's like, so funny as you're saying this. Like, I've been this guy where you're now hanging out with some people. And they all think it's weird that, like, this random dude's in a car. You're not even famous at the time. You're just some
random...
You're
the odd guy, yeah.
You're just some odd dude.
So I'm in the back passenger seat with the girl. And the hot chick up front starts saying, like, so wait, he's coming over to our place? Because they all live in the same building, but the two girls live together. Hmm. Or they all... No, I'm saying, they all live in the same building. And the girl's like, oh. She goes, could I come over and hang out too? And the girl was like, well, we're going to fuck. So, I mean, if you're hanging out, that's what we're doing. She's like, yeah, I'd be down. And she was like,
she's like, all right, just don't say anything. Just
and then the guy just went in the full cock block mode of like, well, we have to do something. Or we said we were going to do something. I thought we were going to watch this or some kind of shit like that.
Oh.
Lured her away. So now, think of how that makes, now it's doubly like, oh, this was going to be bad no matter what. But there was going to be some fucking awesome in it. And now that got taken away, it makes the bad seem even worse. You're like, now just this. And
is there anyone else we could call?
When she went back, dude, when she got to her place, she did the old, like, I'm going to put something more comfortable. Let me go slip into something more comfortable. And she came out
with butter packets.
She was in a bear costume.
This is my happy place.
Covered in bear claws. Where she's covered, she's like wearing a whipped cream bikini, but there's 15 empty cans. She had to get an industrial
Hey, babe, boy. Shh.
She goes, let me cover my tits in whipped cream. She came out like a muumuu. It was just like a big old lady's like gown.
Ugh.
And it was just, I was there.
With paisley on it.
I was there. I just fucking.
Ketchup stains on it.
Gripped my teeth and did it. And just fucking got through it. But man, those feelings were just like.
Is she the ugliest girl ever? No.
You can't not. If an ugly girl is like...
The girl in the closet at the Comedy Cellar was ugly. She's debatable.
She might be the worst.
She's debatable.
Yeah. In the closet? Oh, different. Yeah.
She might be the worst.
No, she was a secret lesbian. But we fucked her anyway. It was crazy.
That's pretty bad. I mean, there was just a time when I would just say no to almost nothing where I was like, well, you're going to come. I'd be like, well, I am going to come.
Right. Like, and you're like, debatable.
Now, if a pretty girl's like, we're going to another bar, I'm like, eh.
Nah.
Yeah, no way. Yeah. No fucking
you're
way.
You're making me work for this.
I would rather die than go to a bar. After
another
a
bar? Yeah.
Again, I would be like, you need to put it in writing that we will be having sex in what holes.
Again, you're with a buddy.
Come to you with that bar.
We were with a buddy and we would go across the street.
I'm going to London tomorrow or tonight. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to a bar after the show. I've never been to London. I'm actually kind of intrigued to go, have some fucking, you know.
Wait, you're intrigued to go to a foreign country and land and go out into this town?
Yeah, why not?
No, it's obvious is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm actually intrigued to go to London and not go back to the hotel room.
If I found out Jay went to London for 3 nights and went back to his hotel room and played video games after every single show, he's will never
weird.
Be going to London
it's
again.
Very, it's very, it's
he's
very
weird.
Jay thing.
Yeah, I would say
that. Compare yourself to that. That's like comparing yourself to Stephen Hawking and say, I walk a lot.
But I'm not, it's very funny because I don't have any real need for like culture. This is what happens when you have a kid, Ari.
Yeah.
It's like you do all these like cultural things, which is awesome. But when I have a kid, I know that I'm going to be forced to do them at one point. Like I'm going to have to go to Asia and fucking, you know, go to see some crazy shit that I would have never seen before. So now when I'm alone on the road, I'm much more like Jay, where I'm like, I'm in Austin. We did nothing. We stayed at the hotel in Austin the whole time.
You have to go to what? You're going to have to go to Asia?
I'm going to have to go to Asia or Europe. I'm going to go to the Eiffel Tower.
It's funny you think you're
going to
live that long.
Oh, with your kid?
Yeah.
You envision yourself going to Asia with which
probably
part?
Next Father's Day, I'm going to go to Asia with James.
Where are you going
to
take him? Bangkok?
I think Japan. I'm going to take him to Japan because there's a Super
his
Mario.
First geisha whore.
Yeah.
There's a Super Mario world in Japan, and he loves Mario.
Oh.
Sweet. No, yeah, I definitely on the road, like, when I'm by myself, but I almost take that as my time. Like, I don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you almost rest your voice and just fucking, like, watch things I want to watch.
Yeah, but London, you got
to
go out. You got to, like, see
you do. I agree.
Yeah, of course.
I've never been there before.
I told him, when you're back going, I said, hop on those. It's the only place ever where I've traveled where I did the old, like, I hopped on those color bus lines.
Oh, they're fun as shit.
And let us tell you where everything is.
Pop off and look at shit. And, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that.
London's a fun town. It's a pill town.
Pill?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Molly?
You gotta take
Molly
pills?
A lot. Mandy, they call it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You'll have fun there.
No, I'm not taking drugs.
What?
I turned down drugs 3 times in Austin.
Why?
Because I don't want to die.
Fentanyl? They don't have that in England.
Oh, they have fentanyl in England.
No, there's
none?
They haven't heard of fentanyl. Mexican
Let's fucking go, England.
No, they have tester kits, too. They're always
ooh,
safer than
that. Ooh, ah. They don't.
Yeah, go out. Have fun in London, dude.
How am I
going to
do? Do you think comedy-wise it's going to be good? I keep on hearing that they're super fucking woke.
Who says that?
And their style.
Not your
so
audience.
Who says that about anybody? Yeah, it's your audience. And also, like, what do you...
Louis.
I feel like they're super woke is the new, this crowd's too uptight.
Yeah, oh, that is true.
It's like,
yeah.
What? don't know.
Crowds can just suck.
They get into fucking unwoke things.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm very, very excited about it. Yeah, I don't know.
But they take comedy in differently over there, right? Like, when people perform over there, they're like, you get your drinks first, and they sit, and they watch.
Table
it's more, you know what I'm saying? It's more it's more like they're watching a play.
It's before, or there's an intermission.
Intermissions,
we're not doing intermissions on the show, though.
Who are you with?
It's just a couple guys opening.
I would take an intermission.
Guys from England.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly used to it, the audience. So when you don't, they'll be like, you're like, this is the right way to do it. But they're going to be like, I haven't been able to get a drink for like 50. How long is this going until I can get a drink?
Yeah, after your opener, you should probably let them go take 15 minutes.
All right, maybe I will.
They're going to hate you if you don't.
Yeah. Oh, and if you smoke a fucking joint with them, you'll bury them.
What do you mean?
They're all fucking pussies about it.
What do you mean?
They have like, they smoke like Sherrod.
Oh, it's like a tobacco?
Like tobacco with like, here's a green tiny thing and put that in there. And it's like a spliff.
No. I need none of that.
No, crush them.
I will crush their souls.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Break them down, destroy them.
Okay, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is really a great site that has everything you need in terms of auto parts. If you guys are a guy working on
RockAuto.com.
If you work on your own car, or if you're somebody who works on other people's cars, or you just want to make sure you're not getting ripped off at your local auto shop.
I've been looking too, because you know I got a new car, and I've been so I don't need any mechanical work necessarily, but they do have fun like
add-ons.
Yeah, for your car, which is pretty neat. That's I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you right now, they've been in business for over 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts that you need. Tell your friends about rockauto.com. If you guys need anything, just go click around the site. It's a really great website, really great interface, really easy to use.
You won't be upsold at all. It's not a salesman. You get to pick it yourself. It's very easy to find everything. The search engine's great on it. Whether you're a mechanic at an auto shop or you're just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. And they also, there's no promo code even. Their pricing's that good. All they want you to know is you go to rockauto.com. If you tell them you heard about them on Legion of Skanks, that helps us out. But go again and enjoy rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it. Can we talk about the thing you pointed out before the show? Because what is that?
Oh, Renan Hirschberg.
I know Renan.
This is hilarious.
What?
I haven't heard the name in so long.
So
that's the ugliest person.
There's apparently
Renan Hirschberg. You fucked.
Yeah.
I know. Why you said I saw that other name is worse.
Before you, yeah. I know Renan from. I did a fucking a small club years ago at Louisville, Kentucky. The Cabana Comedy Cabana or something was called. Really small, but cool. I had a good time there, and he was featuring for me that weekend. Is where I met. He's from there.
Yeah,
and he was funny. Yeah,
he's very funny, and he's a great writer, and he does a podcast with Joe List. He's a super cool guy. So he was on social media, and apparently
shit his pants.
A lot of people got this message. You guys probably received this message as well, except you guys
Amber Alert.
You're not as desperate as most young comedians. So
Amber
you're,
Alert.
You're not checking like your other box on Instagram.
What was the message?
So
it other box.
Did he fall for a scam?
Like a general
internet scam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No!
Nigerian prince. What? It couldn't have been that one. What was it? It was a path to success. Like I'm just throwing shit out because I don't know these yet.
Yeah.
Is it like a Will Smith? Like, hey, I'm looking for the next talent. Something like that.
It was somebody looking for a writer to roast him and his wife.
Hell yes. And what did he want? Pig roast.
So check this out. So he hits him up, and Renan posted about it, but I'll tell you what the scam was. Okay. So they started emailing a bunch of comics. Like everyone, Colin and Zach both got this message while we were on the road. And essentially it's like, hey, I'm looking for a roast writer for my wife. It's our anniversary coming up. I want somebody to make a video for like 3 to 5 minutes trashing her. I'll give you a bunch of information or whatever. And I'll pay you $400 or something like that. Okay. Right. So Renan's like, yeah, I'll do it. You know,
well, send me $100 so I know you're serious first.
Yeah.
It's even better. So the guy sends a digital check for $400, but makes a mistake, or $300 or whatever. Yeah, it was supposed to be $300 because he sends a digital check for $3,000. And the guy's like, oh my God, I accidentally put an extra zero.
Send it back.
Can you please send me back my $2,700?
Shut the fuck up.
Renan sends him
$2,700. Is this fake? Shit.
The guy cancels the digital check because it wasn't Zelle or Venmo. It was just a digital check. And Renan paid this guy $2,700.
No.
I got to go on Instagram.
Did he still do the roast jokes? Did he still write the roast jokes? At what point did he realize?
Can you get that back?
Do you guys have his post? Did he post it about it?
You guys.
So Instagram is down right now.
Hey, pick up Renan's post.
Instagram and Facebook are both down. We're looking for it on Twitter.
No excuses. Can you get Renan's stuff?
literally down for everyone.
Wait. I mean, Instagram is not down for me.
Check.
I mean,
Is it down?
Is it down or is it?
Oh, wait, it says can't load activity. Can't load activity.
It's down.
All right.
It's going down, down.
I guess.
While internet's down, the world, look outside.
Not the internet, just Instagram and Facebook. They're like experiencing issues right now.
Well,
dude,
anyway.
Me and Ari are off it anyway.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Fucking better than everybody.
To get nailed and something like that? I mean, who would?
Oh, my God. At least he wasn't like a dick to his friends. I knew a guy who fell for the Nigerian prince thing. He started being an asshole to everybody.
No.
The guy who's hung out at the comic store. And be like, why are you being such a dick or whatever? He's like, you'll see. You'll see soon, fucking. You'll be begging for fucking support from me. Like, a total dick. And then when they finally said it, he goes, I'll tell you how it, and he said about this Nigerian prince. Everybody started laughing in his face. And he's like, why are you laughing? He's like, you're a fool. That's not a real, that's the cliche of the thing.
That's
and
so
he
funny.
Was, for a day, he was like, no, you're jealous.
Can you guys look up, that's look up Reggie McFadden, the comedian? Because if you recall.
What?
Reggie McFadden. You remember Reggie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like a Def Jam comic. He was great. And then he was in New York for a while, and he started like saying that he was like getting like oil rights in Costa Rica to places.
No.
And all this crazy like gold rights and. Oh, it's what he kept saying he was doing, and he would try to get comics to invest in it, and no one did because everyone thought it was like such a ridiculous thing.
It's like a pyramid.
And then I was like, and I remember years ago, I was driving Dave Attell home after a show, and we were walking to my car over by the cellar, and I go, hey, what's up, Reggie? He's being a little weird, huh? And he goes, what, do you think that gold mine's not real? Because I invested pretty heavy.
No.
This fucker. But like he was such a funny comic and then just started talking about it. He gave Carla when she first became a lawyer like a stack of papers about like he's getting the oil. Reggie McFadden, not BP or Mobil or Exxon exclusive oil rights to Costa Rica. Reggie McFadden.
Yeah, I got scammed once. I did I talk about what a realized podcast. It was like an OnlyFans scam.
Oh,
it was
tell
fucking,
me.
Oh, it's delightful. What a dumb horny asshole I was. So it's like what they'll do is like it'll be a girl that you know.
Yeah.
Right. And then you'll see that she starts following you. This is what happened. It was a girl that I knew.
No, like no celebrity wise or no like personally?
No, you know personally.
Okay.
Karen Fina.
Gotcha.
So no, it was like a girl that I knew and she just started following me again on Instagram.
Karen.
And no.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing to do with Karen.
Oh, okay. She's on. Okay. I thought
it's not OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you about a scam.
Oh, okay.
So some random girl that I knew, cute chick.
Not Karen Feehan.
Not Karen Feehan. One more time. Just like, make sure this is very clear.
I'm going to be the only one not to say it. I'm on Lewis's side for the first time ever on this show.
So I click on her profile, and I was like, why is she following me again? Why did she unfollow me?
Because you're fucking hot.
And then I saw it was this girl who was like, hey, this is my adult-only page. I'm separating it from my thing, it said. And I was like, oh, all right, that's weird. She's an adult-only thing. And I click on the link tree, and you know, it has a thing which is like to go to like it's like an OnlyFans. It's not OnlyFans, but it's like an OnlyFans. So I'm
give me
just,
your social security number and the name of your first pet, and I'll send you a picture of my
I'm
tits.
Just horny, and I'm like, I click on it. I was like, so then I see 30-day free trial. And I'm like, oh hell yeah, free trial for a girl that I know.
Yeah,
they just give you all of my passwords.
No, I typed in my credit card information. Then it goes decline.
Or they don't take Discover.
And then I was like, again, you want to say it again?
I thought.
Got a Discover joke?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Fucking Discover joke? What are you, The Simpsons in 1992? You fucking asshole.
God damn it, it was dated. It made me laugh.
It did make you laugh. It was a date. It's a dated story.
So then I type it in again. They're like, decline. I was like, well, this is crazy. What they want you to do is they want you to go through all your credit cards.
Get more credit cards.
Time, yeah. And then I was like, this is stupid. This website sucks. And I just jerked off and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Then I woke up to a bunch of notifications saying that my credit card's now been turned off because of suspicious activity. And I was on the road.
You get all that back, though. It's just a pain
in the
ass.
Yeah, but you can't use
it's
your credit card.
No, you can't use credit card on the road. So that's that. So you have to shut it down. And now you have no money on the road.
Yeah. Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I've never, trying to think if I've been scammed ever hacked. I think I've lucked out.
Hacked, I have.
Can I get a black coffee?
Wait a second. Let me ask a question. That scam, it's not that's done third party. So the whatever third party thing goes through that person's profile, basically. That's how you're explaining it?
I'll tell you.
It's not the chick
who's cute who has an okay following, and they create another profile knowing that they could fish for dumb sins.
Funny. Every fifth friend request on Facebook I have is a thing like. Because just look, it's like the profile, you click it, it's like the person's actual, If it's a smoking hot girl in a bikini, it's almost 100% of the time going but. Like, yeah, but it's but it doesn't even hide. It goes, check out my profile here if you want to fuck, because I'm just looking to get gangbanged and all. It's just like wild shit. But it's, they're always exactly, it's like a form letter almost.
Yeah.
And they right. send it like every day.
Who is that for? Is it for like the guy who just got out of jail after 30 years who doesn't know what the internet is?
It's not for anybody. It just said that it just got inundated with that shit.
No,
and
it's for
just...
somebody. They're playing numbers. All these scams, they work. There's a reason they do it. And there's actually a YouTube page. We should explore that one day where guys who bust scammers. It's essentially a team of guys who set up multiple computers and they try to triangulate where these scammers are and they follow them bust them. It's really intriguing.
Aren't the people who are doing it though? It's like it's the exact same thing but in the opposite direction. It's a bunch of dudes and they have computer guys in Malaysia just going ahead and just typing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of ones that are like really, really intricate, and they get old ladies to give it like to sign away their life savings.
Jason, I don't know what the thing is. I did the update on the phone, and I still get the thanks for paying your AT&T bill.
Oh, I get those constantly.
But it goes, but it's like. You have a free gift.
I get it.
Amazon, it'll be like, your package couldn't be delivered. And then at the second I see that there's thing, I'm like, don't link. Fucking touch
well,
that.
I did that. I gave my Amazon password one time, and this is where I told the scam on this show. So I clicked on it, and I was like, what the fuck? And I tried to sign into Amazon. Then it didn't work. Then I get an email in my email box. In the subject line, it was just my password. It was an old password. It wasn't one for my Gmail. It was an old password. But it was just a subject line from some random person with my password in it. And then I was a person saying that I have to give them $1,000 in cryptocurrency or they have videos of me jerking off to porn. And they started listing all my contacts.
Oh, my God.
Like, all of my contacts are like, we're going to send it to you. And in my mind, I'm going, like, even if it was real, it's just hilarious.
A guy who works at Sirius.
He jerks off.
A guy who works at Sirius.
We're going to tell everyone you know.
Just, like, me jerking off would be hilarious. Like,
if I get a text, I'm in your contact, get a text of Louis jerking off. First of all, I'm going to be like, ha, 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 ha. Not me. I looked. Or I'm going to be like, oh, if I knew it wasn't for you, I'm like, can I be the first one to get this up?
Yes, of course.
A guy who works at Sirius gave $300 over, and it was like a... He actually talked them down from what they were asking for, but it was a dating site one.
Wow.
And you get going, you start chatting back and forth and sending dirty pictures back and forth.
I don't know who it was, but I'll tell you right now, if you pay that money, you're looking at some creepy shit. If you pay that money, you're like, I'm gonna want a 1% chance.
Because they'll just throw it out there.
For $300. I think for $300, you might, if you're hoping they're going to get.
That's
rid
probably
of
just a bunch of kids doing that too.
I think so too.
No, yeah, 100%. The scam isn't to fuck 300? People over and give it out. The scam is to get suckers to give the money. The amount trying to actually put that out for people, I think it ends up becoming a whole other fucking crime, right? And they're
not doing that. They don't. And also, they don't have pictures of you.
By the way, I haven't seen it once.
No,
ever.
Let me say this. Because it was a dating site. They were in a chat.
Oh, so it got third party hacked.
Well, basically. Jake Flores was recently sending dick pics to a chick who wasn't a chick. It was a dude who was catfishing him. And then they were like, yeah, we're gonna post these on the internet if you don't pay. So he, there should be a Twitter page Jake Flores posting his L's online. You know, they have women posting their L's.
Yeah,
that's a great
posting their what?
That's a great pull up. Women posting their L's on
their
Twitter.
Losses.
Yeah. It's the best.
When the guy's like, no thanks.
Oh, like sexting fails.
It is just women.
Oh, dude, I want to see this.
It is really, really good. But Jake posted, he was like, yeah, they have pictures. So apparently, some of you guys might get pictures of me jerking off in your inbox, but I don't care.
Yes, you do, and I want it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you care. No, but the thing I'm saying, it wasn't a third party anything. He was on a dating site,
right?
And he was talking back with someone who answered.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now I got it.
So in the chat, it was getting well, let me see this. And she was being like aggressive enough. And then they go, by the way, here's your mother's name. Here's your, and we're going to send this, and here's their emails. We're going to send this pictures and stuff to all these people if you don't give us. I think it started like $1,000, and he was like, get them down to 300.
Hell
yeah.
Wow.
And he paid it.
And they're just fishing out numbers. You did something bad. Let's go. Let's see how bad it is to your life.
Hey, I think that's wrong.
When you get enough people that are just really paranoid and scared, like we're comics, so we don't really have the same level of embarrassment that most other people have. You're self-conscious, right? I don't think you would want a video of you jerking off out there, but I know you would calculate how funny it is versus just letting them win even one moment. There's no ending. If you give them money, what's to stop them from coming back again?
You're going
to
give me the originals?
Like, yeah, I was like, what are you? It's crazy.
You could call their bluff a lot more as a comic. You could be like, okay, go.
I just wouldn't believe it. And even if they did, the hand that I'm playing is, fuck it, I'll just deal with that versus having some person regularly blackmailing me.
Yeah.
That's what Jeff Dye did. He stole a jersey.
David Letterman did.
He stole a jersey from this kicker, Banner, whatever.
What do you mean?
Bar in like West Palm Beach or something. It was in a frame in glass.
Comic.
Yeah. He stole it. And then they said, yeah, drunk. And then he said, like, yeah, you know you stole it.
Jeff Dye a lot.
Yeah, we have video of you stealing it. You got to give it back or call the police. And he goes, what do you think I'll do? A week in jail tops? Then you'll never get your jersey back.
Yeah.
No, let's look. I'm going to have it for a while.
And then I'll give it back to you.
And then I'll give it to the guy's like, come on, I'll call the cops. Like, and then you'll never see your jersey. I'll burn it right now. Do you not understand the life of a comic? You don't think I can do a week in jail in Florida? I could do it so easily.
That's so funny.
Such a fucking power move, dude.
And he goes, you'll never see your jersey. That was an All-Star Game jersey, wasn't it? That's irreplaceable.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And he goes, what do you want? He goes, I want me and my friend to have it for a while, and then we'll send it back.
And before we send it back, send us naked pictures of yourself also. He just totally flips it on.
Yeah. Here's your mother's name.
Exactly what you wanted.
I'm going to flip it on.
No, it's a lot of anything you own, and being a comic in general, it's anything you own becomes immediately a virtue versus like a negative. You know what I mean? If you just go, it is what it is.
100%.
Look, it wouldn't be ideal. It'd be hilarious. Like literally just the videos of me.
It would not
like,
be ideal.
Like just, there's no way this attractive. That angle of like jerk. Doesn't Soder have a joke about that?
It would be like, the jokes you would hear would get annoying.
Let me ask you this question now.
You would never see my dick in this
video.
Let
me ask you this question. What if in the video you thought your dick looked fucking great? Would you give a shit? Like, honestly.
I wouldn't really give a shit either. I mean, I would give a shit to a certain degree.
I couldn't think of how you'd see my dick in a video you'd get of me jerking off. I've never sent anyone a video of me jerking off.
If the camera's on, the idea is they can control your camera and you're jerking off to porn.
Completely.
Like
you would never see my dick in that picture. You'd
but there's
see
no picture, though. I'm saying, like, you're not seeing what the camera... When you're jerking
off to
porn.
It's like us right
porn.
Here, dude. It's like you're seeing...
I understand.
There's a camera in front of you.
Yes. But with the camera... See, if I had the camera on myself... Yeah. I was like, they can't move the camera around. I'm saying like I don't jerk off like with my dicks
in.
In camera.
This scenario though, you're jerking off for the person on the other side.
That's what I'm asking. That's not what I would. I would never do that.
Regardless,
I'm just trying to think. Like I guess not because
you don't jerk
you see
off
your face
all the
would be
way
hilarious.
Down when you reach to your knee to
so
jerk
if
off.
If my computer typically I don't sit up.
Yeah. Just your nostrils.
I rest my laptop on my chest, so you would only see my chest.
Well, I rest my laptop.
You keep your laptop on your chest while you do it?
I rest my laptop to the side of me.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. Left side or right side?
Too hard on your neck.
On the right, on my right, I jerk off my left hand, right hand to browse.
Yep.
Beating off with my left hand.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
beating off and you're right handed?
Yeah, right handed.
I swap that up sometimes, depending on where the plug for the computer is.
You guys are disgusting.
No, never, never, never. I'll never swap it up.
I'm always left side.
No, well,
couch arm.
Because, but then you have to browse. I would rather browse my right hand, jerk off lefty, than browse lefty. I mean, that's going to be all cockeyed.
He's not wrong.
How am I going to come like that?
I can't left-handed for shit. I don't even think I could right here, right now.
Yeah,
never.
No.
I couldn't. I couldn't do it with my left hand. Go
my
ahead.
Right hand, I would do it to be funny. Like if I'm trying to tell a joke, like by jerking off on somebody, I'd be like, that's right. It. That's not like
it's your act out jerk off.
Yes, there's no pleasure.
Why would you waste
fine, I'm
a
weird.
Good jerk off?
I'm
plus,
weird.
That's how you even up because your right is naturally stronger, so you need some extra work.
My act out jerk off. If I'm simply simulating masturbation,
I always go right.
Yeah. So I have to browse, but I mean, I haven't really been jerking off that much lately.
Why?
I think VR porn sort of ruined it for me.
You do VR porn?
I love VR porn.
Does it have nodes on your dick?
What?
Does it have nodes on your dick?
No. There's nodes on my dick, but that was from college.
You cross a certain line with that shit, you're not coming back, homeboy.
Well, the problem is
why would he come back?
Now regular porn is silly to me. It's all flat on a screen, 2D. Yeah. It's psychotic. Like it would be the equivalent of somebody jerking off to like cave drawings. It's fucking nuts. And the problem with VR porn is there's not enough diversity. It, like when you go on the site, like I have premium ones where I pay for.
You want more diversity?
Not diversity. I meant more videos.
Styles. Right.
More video. I need
regular internet.
I need to go through
videos in the world.
50 things before I'm gonna come. With the VR porn, like there's one new video a week if you're lucky.
You are desensitized, my friend.
So yeah, now it's just
for Lent.
Now it's just actually connecting with my girlfriend.
This year for Lent,
there you go.
Connecting
with your girl is a new porn now.
Boo.
You've just come full circle.
Mm-hmm. This year for Lent, I gave up choosing my porn. So just click on the first one at random, and I'm stuck with it.
Oh, and you got to go
for the
money. I bet it's awesome.
And you have to finish to that one.
Yeah.
Wait, you just randomly pick. Sorry, I missed that first.
Yeah, just pick. Just like here, and if it's not
whatever
the right
it
one,
is, it
you
is
just committed to it.
Just yep. These two dudes, and that's it.
No, it wouldn't be that. But like, you know, you click on a picture. Those aren't the pictures that come up in my feed. Yeah.
Do I need to be at the airport 3 hours or 2 hours? Or 2 hours? Why do they say international 3 hours?
Three.
That's crazy.
Three.
Why do they always say that? They always say that.
They're not wrong.
I mean, I've never.
Hour and a half.
It took us an hour to get through security from Florida this morning.
I've never gone to the airport more than 2 hours in advance, and I've flown international. 7:20.
I want to check in my bag and then go, okay.
Dude,
like that. I'd be there at 4:30.
Well, I do. This is what the way that I live my life. It's like, it's, you know what? You ever watch those like videos?
Half a mile at a time?
Listen, you know, watch those videos on YouTube that are satisfying? Like, where you like, it'll be like a car just gets through the thing and it's like perfectly satisfying, or they cut like like soap or some shit like that. So that, I live my life where I'm always searching for that satisfying, like, walk in on something right on time.
Like, you walk down the subway, the train's right there.
Yeah, dude, I'm here, thank you, and don't even pick up my pace.
I walk onto the subway, the doors close right behind me, I walk off, I get up, a taxi pulls up right in front of me, and I'm searching for that in life. It's never happened once, and if it doesn't happen, I freak out and I attack people, but just so you know, that's what I'm going for.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Don't do that on an international flight.
I want to do it on an international flight, too,
dude. Hour and a half, you're plenty fine. That's including a buffer for traffic.
You know what?
Take Ari's advice, because he's always going to steer you in the right direction.
Ari's like, I missed 2/3 of my flights.
I've only missed one flight ever, and that was because, one, I got into there were two different fucking rows, security rows in Atlanta, and then I even got there in time and went to get a slice of pizza at Pizza Hut, and then when I came back, they closed it.
We did that with Jay when we were in Florida. We were meeting Jay at Shiprock, and we were with Christine, and I remember, I don't know why in my head, you can go onto the flight. I was like, we got until 20 minutes before the flight until we get on that flight. That's when they closed the doors, right? It was a half an hour. So like, I'm taking my time to a point where Christine's like, no, we really gotta go. We really gotta go, dude. We fuck it. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Relax, Christine. You're being a fool right now. I was like, you look like an idiot. Have you never traveled? I go to the bathroom. I come out. Dude, we walk up to the thing. We literally watched them close the door. Christine.
And you're like, no, hold that right there. Hold that. No, open that door. No,
it couldn't be any more my fault. I'm talking, we walked up and they go,
dude, I was with Bert in an airport, come back from somewhere, and we're drinking. He was like, let's drink. And eventually they're like, hey, we gotta go. I think it's late. And he goes, oh shit, yeah, we just lost track of time. And as we pulled up like to the gate, they're like,
close.
Are you Mr. Chrysler? He's like, what? Not as a joke. I'm like, yeah, it's Mr. Chrysler for sure.
That's fucking I try to set myself that I can go through security.
Smoke.
Get to the gate. No. Once you
still have smoke in your lungs.
Yeah. No, get through security and fucking like get right on the plane. Like get there when they just start boarding is the best. I time that pretty good usually.
Yeah, I've become a pro at traveling now. Like I'm really
I get
really
to the
good.
Airport with plenty of time, but I don't go in until like through security until like
no, I like going through security. I leave my bag unattended. Every time I
you go to the bathroom and just leave it there.
I leave my
bag. I'll do that too.
At the gate.
Who's taking my shit? I do that too.
Who's robbing somebody at an airport?
who's
crazy.
I do the same thing. Bag at an airport. It's the most suspicious thing.
It is psychotic.
Yeah.
Who's in it? Who's gotten through security?
You're
bought
also
a flight,
psychotic, but yes.
You've bought a flight. You're going somewhere. You've gone through security. They got your ID. There's cameras everywhere. It's most, one of the most secure places in the world.
Someone's travel bag.
I'm
hoping they're not right across the aisle.
What are you getting at?
An unlocked laptop in there.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Guys, this isn't that's not the issue of it. The issue of it is to not cause a stir when you leave it unattended that people start.
No one
I leave
that,
it near
dude,
an old lady.
No, I do the same thing. I leave it right by the seat. I go take a piss. I cut. No one gives a shit.
Wow, I never have. I wanted to forever, and I will now. Thank you.
I'm not saying
for
anyone gives
me.
A shit. I'm just saying, like, I think that's the reason.
Well, the idea is if you see a bag unattended, you're supposed to be like,
that's,
hey,
but that's
you
like
know,
an
this,
antiquated.
Thing. Should see something, say something. By the way, have you ever heard the airport shutting down because people left their bag?
There's an empty bag. No, it's crazy. I would assume if I saw a bag by itself, I would assume a person is charging their phone, watching their bag. There's 20 people charging their phones looking around.
At worst, I'd be like, that guy just walked off.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, this is weird. I just feel weird for about 20 minutes till he came back. I'm like, okay.
Do you travel with weed internationally?
No, not internationally. I don't.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the balls. I was like, come on. Say
the international ports are the ones they have the dogs, the sniffer dogs. They don't have, for domestic ports, they don't have the sniffer dogs. International ports, they have them. They have them walking up and down. You can find weed in England. You just need more of it. But like, it's like a needless
risk. Well, I have a lot of people bringing me weed.
So far, it's a needless risk.
Dude, I did it when I was 19. My mom, we went to Club Med, and I took a bunch of acid and
acid,
ecstasy,
you can always take.
And ecstasy with me to take with kids in fucking Club Med. In Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, acid take. You put it in, they called
it Caicos because the Jew was there?
Yes.
Caicos.
Fuck airport security.
No, I'm not taking any of that. I guess I'll just, but I land at like 7 in the morning.
So, I mean, can perfect you not? Time. Oh, well, here's what you do.
Oh, this one, I'm going to have somebody fucking.
No, I got it. So you're heavy edible. You pop that as you land. As you're deboarding, you take that edible. Ooh. You get through the whatever. Before any sort of, the only one you take, the only, by the time you're through anything, everything's gone. Everything's in your system. And then when you get out into London at 7:45, 8 a.m., boom, the thing's hitting you. And you have, you know, 6-8 hours of fucking high time.
Are you traveling alone?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what they did in China.
Yeah.
So sort of in Australia.
Well, I mean, I'm meeting Bisping there, but I'm going.
You're, the traveling you're doing alone.
Yeah, the traveling.
6-hour flight.
Miss Bisping?
8-hour flight.
Miss Bing?
Miss Bing, yes. Yeah, dude. So, we'll see. That's the thing is, like, I can't check into my hotel till later. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
You're going to be high, walk around on.
It's fucking cool.
Drop your shit off
there
at the hotel. Say, keep this for me. Bellhop, keep this for me. You get a farthing.
And then I'll fucking, ba-ding. Yeah. I'll tip him by flinking.
A straw penny.
You fucking bring your bag to the hotel. Tell him to put it in, like, the luggage room and just go chill.
How
out.
Close to the Marinickers?
You guys just said the same exact thing.
We did.
I think one of you was waiting for the other one to finish saying it, so you could just say the same.
Oh, yeah, you
thing.
Just said exactly what I
we're
said.
We're one ever since this trip.
Ever since this?
Ari was naked in the pool last night.
One, but you're not
swinging it.
I was imagining the Metallica one video with Justin in the hospital bed instead.
Oh. If I could talk,
I can't talk.
If I could talk, I can have a conversation. If I could see, I can look it down.
I like that I end up doing the Justin impression when I'm here. It just rubs off on me.
Kill me.
What the hell?
Over and over again. Kill me.
Kill me.
This really sucks. I can hear you guys, but I can't see you guys.
Something about young men going to war. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here. Oh, my butt thanks this one so much. That, of course, is Omigo, everyone.
BigBlackDildos.com.
BigBlackDildos.com. Thank you from my asshole.
Thank you.
That was my butthole saying thank you. And the reason I pull those dildos out with no doo-doo on them.
Why?
Amigo. It's a whole new bathroom experience. That's right. Washing is so much better than wiping with toilet paper.
It's crazy, dude. People that use toilet paper. Problems. I fucked up and I didn't bring wet wipes to my hotel room this weekend. And I had to use just regular dry old toilet paper. God. It was a goddamn person. Nightmare. Yeah.
There's pieces of toilet paper, crumbs all in your asshole.
Guaranteed.
For the rest of that day.
Guaranteed. And the only way to get them out? Omigo bidets.
Omigo bidets, everyone.
You feel
fire
pressure,
right out there.
You get truly clean. It's like taking a shower for your butt every time you use the toilet, which is great. Even on a nice, hot, swampy summer day, I like to just give it a little spritz.
Give it a little squirtsy.
Why not?
There. And also, you don't need to be a plumber to install it. You can do it yourself or hire a Harrington.
Yeah.
Anybody can do
15-minute installation for almost anybody.
It's a game changer, everyone. And they have a bidet for every toilet, every butt, and every budget. So if you go to myomigo.com/LOS, they're going to take 15% off that order today. That's myomigo, myomigo.com/LOS. Take 15% off your whole order and get a bidet today. All right, let's get back into it. Tell me the Emily Ratajkowski thing. Is that actually
is
happening?
What's
for
Emily Ratajkowski? Oh, Emily, she is.
She's a smoke
she's,
show.
Nah,
no, you
don't
think
say
she's
the
hot.
Opposite.
Who is she?
You don't think she's hot? I think she was hot, and then she just kind of hit the wall.
Can I
think
see
she
her?
Is hot. She's just like, all right.
No, she's hot.
But I know she is, but she doesn't do anything. She's not like a musician. She's not a singer.
She's a model.
Can you bring up Emily Ratajkowski? Oh,
not you. That photo. Can we pull up a hot photo?
So that's her hotness? That's a Gas Digital fucking intern.
God damn it. Can you pull up a hot photo of Emily Ratajkowski?
What do you mean a hot photo? That's a real photo of her. Holy she's not
shit.
Hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Good body. I'll give you good body.
That's
ridiculous.
Didn't she have a baby just now?
No.
Yeah.
She did, yeah.
No, but I just came.
No,
so.
She just dropped a shit and sold it online for $2.7 million.
Oh. She's fucking hot as hell.
Wait, can I see her face?
Yeah,
though?
We see her face. Uh-huh.
Let's see her
yeah,
face.
See her fucking uh-huh. disgusting face. This is what I'm talking about. Get a real candid picture so you see what you actually get at the
if
right
you're,
age.
If you're trying to find what her problem is, it's
yeah,
her
no,
face.
Not that. Not yeah, that
right.
dolled up. Not an award
right.
show.
That's a problem. That's
also,
her face.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Not that great.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
No.
That's a,
she's fucking perfect.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Get a regular picture of her. Just on the street. On the street.
She's ridiculous, Ari. Nah. What do you want me to say? She's ridiculous.
No, I'm saying
the picture we saw before.
Even right there, I'm saying
she's an animal.
Ari, right. I'd fuck the picture.
She looks like Maya Rudolph. You can't unsee
exactly
that now.
Like Maya Rudolph.
You can't unsee that.
She's also making a weird face there.
Yeah, what is she?
She's doing her famous Kamala Harris impression. You're doing so good, Maya.
That ain't a hot chick. That's an okay chick because she's young.
I'll stop it. I jerk off to a picture of Lewis looking at that picture.
She's got a nice body. No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
So apparently,
that sense of fashion as well.
Her body's better than her face.
Apparently,
face she is came average out to below average.
And said that during the filming of Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video, that she was groped against her will.
She should shut the fuck up because you know what? It's like, hey, here's what I want to do. I'm going to dance naked on a video and get famous for it. It's like,
she's gross. She groped by who?
I think by Robin Thicke, right?
During the filming?
I don't know.
Did they use that on there?
Can we see the video? It's, she's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking half a porn.
Go to dark. Go dark in the studio and put the video on.
Wacka.
This is like the last time like rock stars were allowed to just completely objectify women. It's like the whole point of this video is just to have these hot models dancing around naked.
This isn't unedited.
Did she fuck? She's pretty hot.
But you're also a special type of chick. If this is what you're like, yeah, this is what I'm going to
get
go
the
do.
Edited one.
I'm going to go like dance butt naked.
That's
on
also
site.
A decade ago.
Well, yeah, one of the biggest videos. Like, he's a major pop star. Alex, if you're a model who doesn't care about being naked,
Alex, the unedited.
But I don't think she was before that.
They're looking for the unedited one.
She was definitely a model.
We're getting it.
That. Oh, okay.
It wasn't known. No one knew her name.
She wasn't known. That was the thing.
If I had to guess,
yeah,
she was probably known as being a model, but she wasn't completely unknown.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like Helena Christensen.
No, I don't think
video.
So, but if I had
right.
to...
She was just normal groped. Right there? No. Right there.
Honka. Wacka.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, her tits rule.
She's just naked in it?
That's yeah.
You never seen this, Ari?
It's a whole video, dude.
Well, topless.
I watch porn.
This poor chick didn't make it.
Yeah. who are the... I feel bad for the other two whores who were groped and didn't become superstars. She had to learn how to play the banjo. A notoriously racist instrument.
I learned the banjo for this motherfucker.
So he's just...
Now I look around, hanging out in the hood, playing a motherfucking banjo.
Wait, why is your pussy not out?
Yeah, they just wore flesh-colored undies.
Lame.
And they call them undies.
Yeah, we're full. We're it's full. Bathing suit. If you're gonna do that,
wacka. This video never made sense, and it's stupid.
It rules, dude. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Jay.
It's dumb.
Gay ass Jay.
Yeah, why don't you go read a Maxim magazine and have some wings at Hooters? You fucking.
They got you, cliched man.
The Man Show voted this the video of the year.
Hey, dude, you want to have some beer and bacon?
Yeah. Guy Magazine says Michelob's making an even ultra lighter.
Cliched man.
Dude, there's a bunch of stewardesses at the bar.
Hey, dude, you want to go axe throwing? I hear the sorority is going to be there.
Co-eds?
Co-eds.
Yes, please. You got to pull the glasses down. Hello. Louis J. Gomez and Justin are private vacation.
Like, they do it at the same time. It's just like,
hello. I think we picked the right place.
Yeah, dude. Beer, bacon, and burgers.
Honka.
The three B's.
Wacka. Good thing.
Anyway, what's she claiming?
She's claiming she was groped, right? Can you give us some information, Bobby?
Hey, Alex. Alex.
Alex.
Alex. Alex. Alex. Alex.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, good job calling up that video before.
Thank you. Here, most of the information that they put is just that she was groped.
Robin Thicke moving up and down.
Sexually assaulted her. Oh, they're calling it assault.
Wow.
Who's that?
He grabbed her breasts during the filming of the Blurred Lines music video, an allegation she's speaking about publicly for the first time. She grabbed my bare breasts in which I was shaking in front of him.
I mean, that sounds like...
Okay, I don't know.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, I left the coolness the guy and forgiveness from... of strangers' hands, cupping my bare breasts from behind.
But isn't that... isn't in
don't
the video
you
that...
Pains? Here's the thing you hate to say, too, because it's like... listen, if she didn't want that, she didn't... But it's like, did he come up and like... just go, yeah, these are great. You know what I mean? Or was it like...
It looks like...
Part of their...
The way she...
Go back.
She describes it so hot.
Go back. Listen.
I'm just...
Suddenly, out of nowhere, I felt the coolness and foreignness of a stranger's hands covering my bare breast from behind.
Okay.
I instinctively moved away, looking back at Robin Thicke.
Eeyore goes on to say that while she enjoyed most of the shoot, she claims Robin started to get out of hand, which made her think he was drunk. So here's what happened, I think. They're doing the video, they're shooting it, they're getting
more and more and more.
It just kept going, yeah. Right? And he's probably
drinking
like
too.
Yeah, I don't. That's not really like, it's not sexual assault if you're on the set of a music video where he's groping you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, isn't that what?
Where's the line? The song is called Blurred Lines. Where's the line for you that it's okay for him to fucking like be lying in a bed with you and rolling around, but then he grabs your breast and that was too far? To call it sexual assault is borderline crazy.
Yeah, you're doing like a love scene. It's like you're doing a sex scene and you're like, oh.
We're gonna take
how
five. We're gonna take five real quick. Actually, I mean, we're gonna give you 10.
All right. Yeah, I mean, sexual. Did she say sexual assault or?
Now strippers are gonna start doing sexual assault. I told you no hands, and you're like, yeah, but you know, I want to. You push it back down to your waist. That's the rule. You go, no, be a good boy. Okay. Are they going to come after us? Those are sexual assaults? Oh,
also,
I got a lot coming.
Strip clubs, they need to come up with universal rules. Like, you know how they have the universal rules of MMA? Like, Nevada or Atlantic City came up with them.
Based on the alcohol, though.
But no, they need to have universal rules. You go to some cities, you're allowed to fucking grab their breasts. Some cities, you're allowed to touch.
They should have a training seminar before you get to go in. Full training seminar for every John.
Some cities you can fuck them in the back if you want.
And that should be discussed in the training seminar before you enter into rhinos.
So the word that she used was groped, but people are labeling that grope a sexual assault.
But is it dirt? Was it like after cameras rolling? Or was it? That's what I meant. That's what I thought.
There's no details on that, I'm sure, right now.
But I'm saying
it's gonna be all while
rolling. No, it seems like it was while cameras were rolling.
That's what I was taking. I was sort of like understanding it the way Lewis just explained it. Was like it was part of the thing.
Oh, I think she was topless, like shooting the thing. But I don't think it was like.
I took from her words, I took that it was while cameras were rolling.
If Robin Thicke was going to grope somebody,
it's Robin Williams.
It would be a 12-year-old.
Hey,
and that's
it. Oh, nice titties. Boobs. Oh, hey.
Emily. Ooh.
Oh, why the bottoms? Ooh. Hey, oh,
That's a terrible Robin Williams.
It's pretty good. I like it.
It was awful.
You know who it is.
Ooh. I did not.
Emily.
Yeah. Oh, mm.
Your body's better than your face. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, oh. Ooh, oh, I thought your titties were cold. Ooh, thought I'd warm up. Hey,
this is really bad.
Sounds like Jackie Mason and like just like,
yeah, it sounds a little like Jackie Mason.
It's not even close.
That's wow. A great, Jay, I like your Robin Williams, dude.
Thank you.
But what happens if, what would happen if, but,
what if Robin Williams was in a CVS and couldn't find a toothbrush?
I need a toothbrush. Fluoride.
I need one with a little thing to scrape your tongue.
Fluoride. Sonic vibrations. Ooh.
Hey, Robert, hold on a second. I think an ambulance is going by.
Driven by Christopher Walken.
Get out of the way.
That's way better than Robin Williams. That was way better. Obviously, it's an easier one, but it's still way.
You
got to
throw
better.
Him a Mexican because it's his best. And there's a Mexican,
there's a Mexican
driver.
Guy. No, there's a Mexican guy in the back.
There's a Mexican in the back.
I think we're gonna lose him. We gotta get to the hospital. Break through the traffic.
And Chris Walken's really concerned about it. I just keep
Big J. Oakerson live at the Mets. Get tickets now at Big J. Oakerson.
But Robin Williams is like the T-2000, so he's running next to it. Have you seen this boy?
Are you John Connor? Come here if you want to live. Hasta la vista, baby. And then Sarah Connor's all over here going, she's, what are you doing? And the gay guy goes, oh, girl, that Terminator outfit is to die for.
I like it all.
Fuck you, Dan like, Soder. Suck my dick.
And then they go to Skynet, and the guy from Skynet's all like, hey, Jack, you can't be coming around here taking a little chips out of my thing. You got to throw that shit in the lava.
Let's do plugs because we're gonna get out of here in a minute. But let's plug it. Can I plug one thing that's really important? We're doing Skankfest merch. I shouldn't say for the first time ever, we're offering extended Skankfest merch, limited edition T-shirts, hoodies, hats, and for the first time ever, the Skankfest class yearbook. Your limited edition class yearbook. You can only buy the yearbook if you're coming to Skankfest and if you're a Skankfest pass holder because you pick up the yearbook actually at Skankfest. You get it signed by all the comedians, other friends at Skankfest. It's gonna be a lot of of fun.
That's fun.
Go to podcastmerch.com, grab all of that. We have also have brand new Legion of Skanks merch coming out, Real Ass Podcast merch, and all that stuff. But Ari, please.
At the best show at Skankfest, it's sold out, so I'm not talking about getting tickets. $1 for a ticket goes to NAMBLA in honor of Luis Gomez. We will have the best merch, only available at the best show at Skankfest, not associated anyway with Skankfest.
At the best prices.
Yeah, so just come get, you know, use all your merch money ahead of time. It's Skankfest for us. I'll probably have like multiple shirts just for available for those people that are coming to the best show at Skankfest, not associated with Skankfest anyway. I'll be at the Wilbur in Boston on December 9th. Tickets at AriShafir.com.
Justin.
It's at I Am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. I got a bunch of road dates. You can check them out at IamJustinSilver.com. And that's it for now.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, everybody, Portland, Oregon. First time in a few years. So come check me out in Portland. Again, Skankfest is coming up. We're all excited about that. So many gigs, so little time. Cleveland and a bunch of stuff. BigJComedy.com for all dates and that. Of course, listen to The Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103 and SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, guys, got some live dates as well. Obviously, I'll be in London Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 sold out. Still a few tickets left for the 9:30 show, so grab those tickets if you guys are watching live. Thank you, Ari. Then I'll be October 16th at... Thank you. I mean, October 16th.
Dude, Ari picks his nose and puts it in tissues. Right, come
please,
on, Ari.
Please.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
I hate him. I hate him. October 16th, I'll be in Long Island at Governor's on Long Island. October 23rd, Albany, New York with the great Zach Amico. And the 28th, I'll be in Chicago. Lots more stuff coming up. Make sure you guys subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. We're giving away one pair of all access passes every week up until Skankfest. So I hate him. I hate him.
Also, my Crowdwork album will be coming
soon.
Pretty soon.
Hell yeah.
Gas Digital exclusive.
Hell yeah.
The Robin Williams impressions are the best on that.
Oh, also, I should say we are going to be streaming some stuff at Skankfest this year, like the roast of Luis J. Gomez, the Ellis Mania event. I think we're going to do Big J's What's Your Fucking Deal. Bunch of Skankfest pay-per-views will be happening. You can buy a weekend pass as well. More information is going to be coming out about that very soon.
Hells yeah.
All right, Ari.
Should we wrap this sumbitch up?
Let's wrap it. It's a little bit of a shorter show today because we had time restrictions. We had time restrictions, but wish your best to Dave and the new baby and Lauren. We're very, very proud of him.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
We're so proud of everybody. Thank you, Ari. Thank you, Justin.
Later, y'all.
Skanks. We'll catch you later. Peace.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.